Big wine event coming up at Umpqua Community College on Friday and Saturday, just in time for the Valentine's celebration. Joel Goodwillie, and good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for coming in to talk about For the Love of Wine. What do you have happening Friday and Saturday?
Well, it's one of the four weekends out of the year where the winery at UCC opens up to entertain guests and let them know what we're making and how good our wines are right now. But this weekend, one of the four is Valentine's weekend, along with Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Thanksgiving weekend. So this weekend, we're opening up on Friday and Saturday, noon to 5, and we're going to offer group tastings, which includes barrel samples, and we dig through our old library wines, and it's a lot of fun. And then Saturday, we're also offering the same thing, but we will be doing, a class on glass painting, which will be hosted by one of our art professors from the college. So, a lot going on.
So, what's the cool thing about tasting out of a barrel?
There's nothing like it. It's and at this time, it's really exciting because we can taste the 25 vintages and start to see their potential. And we're getting ready to bottle 24 vintages, which are still in the barrel, and we can really appreciate those and all the, you know, year and a half of hard work and raising them. So, barrel sampling is a blast.
You know, one of the things about watching the wine industry and learning some things in the last 15 years or whatever is you guys have to have an incredible amount of patience.
I guess it's like raising children. You can't just send them to grandma's.
Yeah, I mean, there are things, and you don't just put a wine, there are things you do along the way. There's different steps. There's checking on things. You've got to, monitor climate to make sure you've got the wine in the right temperature, all kinds of things.
Well, absolutely. And it's funny, we had a Tempranillo from the 24 vintage that I didn't taste it for months, and I was just kind of dreading it. And then months later, I taste it, and all of a sudden, it's incredible. And it's one of the wines I'm really excited about, and one of the wines we'll be sampling this weekend.
Wow. So people can, the idea is to come out and get a group together, come out and do that. Plus, you've got the opportunity to purchase wine, obviously, as well.
Yeah. We're going to have deep discounts on case wines. But the interesting thing, Kyle, is the wine industry is changing so much in the last 10 years that people are looking more for an experience. 10 years ago, you went into a tasting room and said, oh, I'll try that, and I'll try that, and I'll try that, and you walk out with a bottle. Now, wineries are probably, since the pandemic, wineries are starting to realize that the wine consumer nowadays is looking for more of an experience than just going into a tasting room.
Yeah, and an opportunity to do some cool things now. This glass decorating aspect, people enjoy decorating wine glasses in particular sometimes. I've got a few that came from events that, were really well decorated, and you hang on to them for a long time. But actually being able to have somebody teach you how to do a pretty decent job of painting a wine glass could be cool.
Yeah, and just the social aspect of it, whether you're sitting around having a glass of wine, putting together a puzzle, or things like that. So painting a glass we've gotten a really big positive response.
So how long have you been out there at the winery at UCC?
I'm going on 4 years.
And you had a background in it. What do you like especially about what you're doing right now at the college?
Health insurance. No, I've been self-employed for my entire career, but there's so many exciting things going on at UCC right now, and the leadership and Dr. Pokrant and my deans, it's just an incredible time to be associated with that amazing college.
Yeah, a lot definitely going on with UCC right now. Now, if somebody wants to come out on Friday or Saturday, or maybe both, how do they get signed up for all this? What do they do?
Well, probably the easiest way is to call the winery at 541-440-7760. And you can also reach out to us on Facebook, which is UCC Winemaking and Viticulture. Instagram is UCC_SOWI.
Wow, so you've gone all the way into Instagram.
I'm still on MySpace.
Oh,
so.
My. Yeah, who does any? Yeah, we do remember MySpace. Some people are like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, you have to evolve in this industry.
Yeah, well, and definitely, and the industry is evolving as well in kind of a challenging time with wine consumption.
Yeah, the kids today, and that's why I say the wineries have to offer something more than just coming in and sampling wines. And the younger generation is starting to embrace wine a little more.
Yeah. So if people want to come out again this weekend out at UCC, it's Friday and Saturday. A lot of fun events. Joel, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.